Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pop in here for a couple minutes? I can say hello to you. Mr. Wonstadt.
Dave Wonstadt.
I see light mango.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here and Dave Wonstadt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wonstadt, one of my, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
These guys, it's tough to get any, you can see it's tough to get any serious work done here, but...
Football analyst for NBC Sports and the Marquee Network.
Ashton Gentry, running back out of Boise State, ends up with the Las Vegas Raiders. And not a surprise, though, that he did not get until 10 here in this draft, Wani.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed.
Really?
Yeah, I wondered, I thought maybe he would slip to the Bears.
That was in the back of your head, I could tell.
Damn it. I know. Damn it.
You've hidden it well.
All right, well, we're going to
give you... You're certainly not alone, Wani.
Where's Shane's bourbon? I'm drinking nothing but water tonight.
We'll go raid his office here.
Doggone it.
After that. You know what? This is a good time to take a break. We're all going to collect ourselves.
I got to. I'm a little bit, yes.
I know. I see you. You know what? We'll get some more of that Rinaldi.
Form is something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I believe in San Juan it's 5 o'clock right now. I think they're plus two from us. But regardless, it is 5 o'clock somewhere, and that means that Dave Wonstadt lurks. And we are glad to have Coach here on the show. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. There's a lot going on Thursday night. You guys were feeling it. You were enjoying yourselves. It was a great broadcast that you and Groats and Judson did. That was a lot of fun on Thursday night. When the Bears made their pick of Colston Loveland, what was your feeling other than Mully and Haw were right about that pick?
Well, yeah, it's good to be on with you guys, as always. I felt good about the pick. I mean, I really liked the pick. I said that on the air. I was surprised. I thought that maybe they would be – I thought it was going to be Tyler Warren or obviously Colson. And, so I was not surprised to a little bit. And I think that people can get caught up in the one-year – new offensive coordinator at Penn State, creative thinking, you know, being on national TV every week in the college football playoff, which really put Tyler Warren, even though he's a great player, he's going to be a great player, and I love the guy, but it put him in the spotlight week after week. And I think with Colson, the thing about it is that you got to look at the longevity, which I really like. I mean, this kid played as a freshman at Michigan. We know the whole story. I'm not going to get into it. But I do know this from doing Big Ten games every week, shows, he had no help at quarterback. They started a walk-on kid who did the best he could, and then they benched him and they started a freshman who was an option quarterback. You know, it just it was a very tough year for our man. But I'm excited about the pick. I know that that position is critical for Ben Johnson and this offense to function and do the things he wants to do.
Yeah, they had an orgy at quarterback. I mean, they literally did. And I'm
orgy.
They had one guy named Orgy. Come on, you people are all filthy minds. But yeah, they had a messy, messy situation at quarterback, Coach. You're absolutely right. I don't know about you, but like there were some moments in this draft where I was confused and or questioning it. And then I had to really think about it and kind of processed it. And I felt a lot better about it by like Monday. But there were some moments. Were there any moments in this draft that you're like, huh, that's interesting. What are they doing here with this one? And then had to wrap your head around it.
Yeah, probably their second pick, you know, when we took the receiver, because I did not have in front of me where he was rated, even though a lot of people had him as a first-round pick. The minute that they took him, then it all made sense to me because I've been in that situation before. You're sitting there, you're saying, we're going to take an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman or a running back. And now all of a sudden the guys that you had pinpointed may not be there, or as all the first-round graded players are coming off your board, there's one or two players that you have first-round grades on that are still on the board, and they're looking at you right in the face, and you're saying, and your scouts and everybody's saying, how can we pass up a first-round player in our minds that we all think's a first-rounder, everybody in the room, to take a second-round player? So, you know, initially it kind of made me think a little bit, but then reflecting back, I've been there, I've lived that route. So, and I like this kid. I mean, this kid, the receiver, you know, we all know the stats. The McMillan kid was unanimous, the number one receiver in the draft out of Arizona, but this kid was second with yards after catch and of all the receivers in the whole draft. So he's a big-time playmaker, so they got a good player.
Okay, so but here's the interesting thing about him is that the more breakdowns we watch, him with the ball in his hands, electric. Him not getting the ball, maybe a little bit of a different player. And Ben Johnson spoke about there being competition up there at Hallis Hall and how you've got to do all the other things to make sure that you get the ball. So if you're Luther Burden III, if you're coaching him, how do you impress upon him the importance of doing the other stuff when you're not getting the rock?
Well, the guy coaching him, Randall, I can tell you this, and I got to know Randall a little bit from a couple of different situations, and he better be doing everything or he's going to be in a wrestling match in that receiver room with his coach, okay? Because they're not going to have any – I mean, you're going to do everything. And if the head coach says everybody's blocking and everybody's doing everything on every play, he's going to do it. And that's just the end of the story. So I don't think that will be a problem. I really don't. And you know what? You see, and everybody looks up now. It's hard to say you look at the leaders in your group when your leader is DJ Moore at 28 years old. But DJ Moore is a complete player. He does everything, I think. So he'll set a good example for him.
So what's your history with Antoine Randall?
Well, I went down and spoke to their team once or twice when he was at Indiana. My daughters were going to school there at the time, and I knew the head coach, all the coaches down there. So I was down there and spoke to the team. And then I was speaking at for the NFL for young coaches in a seminar, and he was just getting into coaching. I believe he was at Pittsburgh at the time. And I remember asking the question to the whole group, about 70 guys in there, and I said, listen, why do you want to become a coach? Why do you want to become a coach, period? And he put his hand up and he said, because a coach along the way has made a difference in my life. And that's why I became a coach, and that's why that's the right reason. You don't get into coaching for fame. You don't get into coaching for money. You get into it because you want to coach. You want to make a difference in somebody else's life that made a difference in yours. So I just liked his answer.
That's beautiful.
I'm amazed that you remember that, and it must have meant something to you to hear a young man embarking upon coaching and having that depth of feeling about the profession that you remember it, you know, 20 years later.
Well, yeah, I remember a lot of things, but yeah, thank you. and it was kind of the consensus of the room, really. You know what I mean? But it was just nice to know that that's why he wanted to get into the profession. And hey, let me ask you guys a second. I gave Dustin for the morning crew Shiano's number. Did Greg, what did he say about Monongue? Because I was at Rutgers last summer, and Greg flew me up here for a couple of days just to kind of, you know, take a look at their team and do a couple of things. And I had a nice talk with Kyle, and I was just curious, what did Greg say about him this morning? Anybody know?
Well, how about this? We will let you hear it from himself. He was on with Mully and Hahn. Here's what he said about the new Bears seventh round running back.
This year especially, it was this especially deep running back class. Mm. So I think, you know, for a back to fall down that low is not unusual in the first place, and in this class it certainly isn't. But, you know, you mentioned Isaiah Pacheco. I think Kyle is a very similar type steal at this pick for Chicago. I do. I think he's going to come in and he's a professional in everything he does, the way he cares for his body, the way he approaches studying. He's a very, very smart guy. Like, you're dealing with a guy with rare intelligence. So I think Chicago's going to be thrilled with their pick. And as I told Kyle, just go out and be who you are, and you're going to have a successful career.
What do you think of that, Coach? Wow, he likens him to Isaiah Pacheco on the Chiefs.
Yeah. Well, the difference is I think that Pacheco is faster. You know, there's no question about that. But I think that Kyle, I'm telling you now, this guy is quicker than he is fast. And he makes more guys miss, in my opinion, than Pacheco. He doesn't have the breakaway speed that Pacheco has. But this guy, I mean, we all know Shiano, and it's defense and run the ball as much as until you run out of running backs. So Kyle is a five-year player up there. This guy understands toughness and running the ball, and he's gonna play. Mark it down, this kid will play in our opening game. First, second, third team, I don't know, but he's going to contribute this year.
Yeah, I'm super excited about him, Coach. Talked about him a bunch on Monday. It's like there's a big, big old ceiling there. For anybody who doesn't know, Dave Wanstead knows everybody, knows absolutely everybody in the coaching industry. And Greg Schiano is a guy who was down in Miami at one point, and, you know, Rutgers, Penn State, was a Bears defensive assistant when Wani was here. Greg Schiano this morning was asked about you, Coach. Let's listen to Greg Schiano about you.
And the Bears were your first stop in the NFL, so I'm sure that meant something, you know, getting out of the college game and coming into the NFL for the first time.
I sure did. I mean, I'm forever indebted to Coach Wanstead. He's done a lot for me and my family, and that was a great experience for us. At a young age, I got to learn about the National Football League, and boy, has that served me well over the years.
Greg, can you believe that Dave Wanstead is a media star in Chicago now after all these years?
And I love it. And I love it. And you covered the team. I see, you know. That is definitely full circle.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's pretty awesome, Coach. Is he one of the favorites on your tree, on the Dave Wannstedt tree?
Well, let me just say this about Greg Schiano, okay? I helped a lot of guys getting jobs, and I'm not going to go into the name. A lot of guys right now that were head coaches, a couple of them that still are head coaches, and there was four or five of them that were head coaches at the time. Greg and I... And so I just sent them all a text when I left Buffalo, and I wasn't sure if I was going to coach anymore. And I just dropped them all a note and said, hey, listen, I don't know if there's a fit or anything, but if there is, I'd like to do it a little bit longer. Let me know. And that's all. That's all. I get the business. The guy that got right back to me and said, as long as I am a head coach, if you want to coach, you will always have a position with me. And I ended up going up to Tampa with him. Greg's one of those New Jersey good Italian guys that's loyal and a good person and a good family man. He's a heck of a football coach. It's just, at Rutgers, you got a tough sled. He's in there banging heads with, obviously the Michigans, Ohio States, Penn States. Now it's Oregon and USC. I mean, God bless you. That's a tough, tough road up there. And he gets them to bowl games, and the people up there I know are excited about him.
No doubt about it. We appreciate you making that connection for the station because it's good stuff for us. What do you think about the Ozzie Trapillo pick? And how would you go about determining if Darnell Wright should move from right tackle to left? Would that even cross your mind with this draft pick and having him compete to be the starting right tackle?
I wouldn't. At this time, I would put Trapillo right behind our man Braxton Jones and tell Braxton, say, hey, you're going to have to elevate your game. And you're giving us everything you got, but we expect you to be a better player this year. And take the next step with maturity and with technique but I wouldn't move Darnell Wright at this time. No, I would not. I would let there be a good, solid competition between him and Braxton. I like this kid a lot. I mean, Bill O'Brien runs. Boy, you talk about a tough guy now. Again, we're talking Schiano and Rutgers. Bill O'Brien, NFL history, right? I mean, we know that with the Patriots and the Texans. He runs a pro-style offense. He's a tough guy. So this guy is not going to walk into the Bears camp and be intimidated by anything. And so I like that pick. I think it's going to be, we'll see how it pans out, but I think he's a keeper. I really do.
Coach, did you play right and left when you were a tackle in high school and college?
No, I just played left. That's all.
Okay. I wonder if it's changed in terms of the ability for guys to go back and forth. I wonder if it's more frequent now than it used to be in the NFL.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's changed a little bit, Spiggs, is the offensive attacks. If you're doing a good job of running the ball, your play-action passes are going to work, and your defensive linemen are going to have to honor the run, which makes an offensive lineman's job easy, okay? Easy. Now, the passing game today is out of the gun. Hike the ball, and the ball's coming out. People aren't holding the ball. So my point is the premier left tackle of the old school seven-step drop back, five-step drop back, and hold the ball, those days are no longer. Those days are no longer. So you can get by at left tackle with a darn good player, but he doesn't need to be Anthony Munoz. Or Tony Boselli, one of those type of guys. The game has changed a little bit, and that's why you guys played that clip of me getting you know, I know that the lifeline for this offense is a good running game, okay? And that's the gasoline that's going to make this offense go. And you've got to have backs a la David Montgomery, a la Jamar Gibbs. You've got to have backs that can make plays. You're going to, you know, yes, offensive line, no question. But, I mean, you got to have backs. That's why, you know, I just know how important that is because they got to be able to run the ball to set up everything else. Otherwise, we're going to be, you know, it doesn't fit for what Ben wants to do.
What you just said about the decreasing importance of the stud left tackle fits with Penei Sewell being on the right side in Detroit and Darnell Wright being on the right side here and you not wanting to move him, Coach.
Yeah, most teams, you know, even though you try to be balanced, you know, there's probably a little bit more running to the right, you know. But, no, to answer your question, I don't think it's as big a deal as it was in the past. Obviously, it's a critical position on the offensive line. But I told you guys, you know, the number one position where teams that have gone to the Super Bowls the last 10 years and you graded every player and you say, what positions have graded out to be the tops, the blue players, the premier players. On the offensive line, it was offensive center. It wasn't left tackle. It wasn't right tackle. It was premier playing out of an offensive center. That's what the Super Bowl teams have had the last 10 years.
I rarely say this about players in the draft because usually you want to give it a little bit of time before you make any proclamations about them. Coach, I love Shamar Turner. I think that he is exactly what this defense needs. He plays with violence and a little bit of nasty. And I dig that they got him in a spot where I think that there's the draft value is whatever. I just think that he is a mean football player that adds something to their defense.
Yes. He is a mean player that plays hard. You know, we'll see. I just pull up his stats as we're talking. The only thing, and this is just a philosophy standpoint. With me, I always wanted playmakers, playmakers, playmakers. Sacks, tackles for losses, tackles over two or three years. That's what I wanted. Okay? And
So six sacks in 2023, 10.5 tackles for loss, and then the production dips way down to your point. Two sacks in 2024, 5.5 tackles for loss for him in his senior season.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't excite me. You know, that's and I think the guy will be he's aggressive. He will hit you, and he'll chase the ball. I've watched tape on him. But that's the only thing. That's the only difference. And that's just a philosophy in guys that, you know, that's why my first pick in the draft was Mason Graham. You know, because I thought that Genty and I thought all these guys would be gone, Colson and all of them. And I love Mason Graham because he was a playmaking fool. He was a playmaking fool at Michigan. And that is what I'm kind of used to with the Cortez Kennedys and the Russell Marylands and, you know, Russell was Aaron Donalds. That's the guys that we just had, you know, and the Flanagans when I was at the Bears. Steve McMichael was a playmaker, you know, those guys.
Coach, are you aware that Shamar Turner punched a guy in the ding-ding? I think that's what Lawrence really likes, to be honest with you.
Yes. Did he get thrown out of the game?
He did.
He did. But that's all right. Could the Bears use a ding-ding puncher in that way?
Oh, I don't know. Not if they get him off the field on third down and you punch him.
Could you?
I don't know about that.
You almost said it, Coach. You can say it.
No, you cannot.
Did Charles Haley ever punch someone in the ding-ding in Dallas? You know he did. That's all right.
Come on. No, but I like the guy. He's aggressive. I think he'll come in and he'll stir it up in there a little bit. You know, I'm anxious to see the development. I thought that Dexter really developed last year. And the other guy that I was kind of excited about was Pritchard. I mean, this guy, I think, is a better player than it showed. He's an athlete. So, I mean, we got a few guys, and Billings is going to be back, right? So, I mean, he'll be in the mix, but it won't be easy. We got a few guys inside there, I think, that are going to show up some.
Any concern by you that it doesn't feel like they really address defensive end?
No, not in this scheme of defense it doesn't, okay? If you were playing Flusser's scheme where it was going to be, you know, or you weren't going to blitz much, like the Vic Fangio scheme, you know, you're going to rush four every once in a while, five, then you'd probably say, yes, it bothers me a little bit. But Dennis Allen, he's going to pressure more. And when you're pressuring more, everybody now gets single blocks. You know, you don't have to beat double teams and stuff. So all of a sudden you're getting on the outside shoulder, the inside shoulder, or you're moving one way or another. And if you're giving great effort, like the guy you just talked about, then you have a chance to get pressure and get sacks. You know, so I think in this scheme of defense, it does not bother me, not one bit. I expect, help me out here, is it Booker, the guy from last year, the defensive end?
Austin Booker, yeah.
Austin Booker, I like him. I think he'll shine in this defense. You watch what happens. You mark that down, guys. He's going to be a guy that we're talking about come during training camp because he plays so hard and he's an athlete. He's just a little undersized, and his technique was way behind coming out of college.
Real quick then, how about the fast linebacker? Is that a fit for Dennis Allen in a different way? Hippolyte, the guy they got in the fourth round, got a fast backer.
Yeah, he is. I watched him at Maryland a lot, and he's good. He's a good player. He should be a good core special teams player. I don't know. I'm trying to really be positive, but I want to be honest too a little
yes.
bit. You know, I don't know if he's as good a football. If the game was on the line, you say we got to make this tackle. I think I'd have Sanborn in there. You know what I mean? I mean, I it's just me. I just think Sanborn always was the damn ball, and he's going to get the guy on the ground. Now this guy runs faster. He's more explosive, and so he'll bring a lot to the table. Blitzing. Plus, because he can run faster. Absolutely. To answer your question, special teams, this guy should be a star.
Coach, we appreciate you. Thanks for joining us and giving us all the information.
All right. Didn't mean to bother you guys.
You never do.
You never bother us,
It's Coach. Always just a joy. It's like, oh, my God, Dave's here.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.